I just did what you, I suppose, what you shouldn't do, and just stopped eating, made myself quite ill. I was very worried, stressed about it, and it was all sort of through summer, and it was building up to, I was going to go into sick form. And, you know, I think people are starting to wonder. It's that age where people start to wonder and things start to be said and people get bullied and it's not nice. And my mum sat me down and said, "What's wrong?" I really struggled with getting the word. I couldn't say the word gay. And I couldn't say the word gay for a long time, for like, and when I say a long time, I mean like years. I just couldn't say the word gay, especially if I put I'm in front of it. I could say gay for anything else, you know, just as a word. But when I sort of personified myself as gay, I couldn't do that.
Their face was out of view. They were unidentifiable.
And naturally, I couldn't just stand up and watch them doing it.
They said the waiting list could take anything from months to years.
Why do I thank people for making me feel so small?
After something like this, you spend a long time trying to find your feet and find out who you are again.
We need to care so much more about each other.
But this will only get worse if we don't act on it now, on it now, on it now.
And she actually stood by me, protecting me.
There needs to be something, someone, or all of us can help change that one way or another.
This is my story.
Welcome to Think Tank. This month is Pride Month. All around the world, cities and towns are taking to the streets to celebrate diversity and LGBT+. The last few episodes of this podcast have been somewhat hard-hitting, so I wanted to share a story with a more uplifting theme, but with an important message nonetheless. My friend Tom wanted to share his story about coming out, because he felt inspired to help those who may be fearful to, or feel unable to. This is Tom's story.
Okay, sounds okay, yeah. Sure. Okay, so hi, my name's Tom. I'm 23, I study dentistry, and I'm gay. So this is my story, yeah. I always knew that I was gay looking back, but then also didn't fully realise until I was a little bit older. I think it was more in my mid-teenagers, when I was about 15, that I really started to struggle with who I was, and I didn't really know and I wasn't sure. And it was one of those things where I didn't feel like I could talk to anybody about it. I kind of tried to keep it really private and hope that if I kept it private, it would go away. But fortunately, I don't know, but it didn't go away. So I kind of went through a denial stage when I was 15, through to when I was 16, trying to do my GCSEs, and there was a stress of that. And I was like, oh, it's just, you know, stress, and being confused was a normal part of growing up, and that was fine. But it got to sort of when I was 16, I'd had a couple of girlfriends, and they'd been like good friends, but we'd go out and then date a few times, and then I'd be like, no, this, like, it doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel like it should do. And that was what I thought, you know, if I went out with a girl, it would, you know, everything would get better, and that was what you're supposed to do, and everything would be normal. But it didn't happen. And then one day when I was 16, I just walked home, and I just sort of came to terms with it. It was something that I'd struggled with for so long. And then I was like, well, maybe this is it. Oh no, but it was, and you know, I just decided it was, and I was upset, and it was horrible, and I hated it, and it was like the worst thing in the world. It was one of those things where you're just like, why me? Why does this have to happen to me? I didn't have anybody else in my family who was gay, I didn't have any friends that were gay, so I felt quite alone. And then there was a girl that I'd known for like my entire life, and one day after I had a Spanish class. It was on a Wednesday afternoon. It was a nice sunny day. So I remember it very well. And I said to her, I just said, I need to tell you something. And it just came out. Just like that. It was just like, I need to tell you something. And we went and I just told her. And I really struggled with getting the word. I couldn't say the word gay. And I couldn't say the word gay for a long time. For like, when I say a long time, I mean like years. I just couldn't say the word gay, especially if I put I'm in front of it. I could say gay for anything else, you know, just as a word. But when I sort of personified myself as gay, I couldn't do that. So yeah, we talked and, you know, she was very supportive and she just said it was fine and she wouldn't tell anybody and she was going to keep it to herself. But it kind of made me feel a little bit better because I got it off my chest and I told somebody. So yeah, that was good. But I live in quite a close family. So I very quickly after that decided that my mum would need to know at some point. So I'd need to tell her because if my mum found out from somebody else and I hadn't told her, my mum would definitely have killed me. Not for any bad reason, just that she's quite nosy and she likes to know. So yeah, me and my friend, she was called Alice. So my friend Alice, you know, I talked to her about it and she was like, well, you know, pick the right time, maybe do it somewhere public, somewhere where that if it, you know, doesn't go well, it will be okay. And yeah, so I didn't do that. I just did what you shouldn't do and just stopped eating, made myself quite ill. I was very worried, stressed about it. And it was all sort of through summer and it was building up to I was going to go into sick form. And, you know, I think people are starting to wonder. It's that age where people start to wonder and things start to be said and people get bullied and it's not nice. So yeah, I just stopped eating. My mum sat me down and said, what's wrong? And she asked me if I got a girl pregnant, which I laughed and said I hadn't. And then she asked me if I was gay and I said yes. I just said it and then we both cried and it was all very emosh. And then I went to work and that's just how life carried on. And everything after that just sort of, I don't know, it was just like any normal day. My mum was fine with it. She didn't care. She was just glad that I told her. She told me that I'd been stupid to have got myself into the situation I got myself into before I told her. But I think for me after that, it got even worse. Like I just felt terrible because it was like this huge secret that I'd kept from everybody for so long, that all of a sudden my mum, who's like the most important person in my life, knew, and I just felt like I'd really disappointed her. And obviously there's nothing wrong with being gay and you should never feel that way about anything, but I just felt, you know, this 16-year-old me keeping the secret for so long, thinking that my mum was going to hate me. And then actually she didn't. But I think she found it a bit difficult to deal with it at first because it was, I think it's a big thing for any, parent to deal with. I don't even know if it is. It's just different and not classed as like the social norm that we are taught and how everybody seems to have to be. So I think she found it quite difficult, but she's, you know, she came to terms with it and it's all been fine. And then gradually over the 2 years I did my A-levels, I came out to my friends. And then by the end of the 2 years, or by the end of, I think, my year 12, so my first year of A-levels, everybody that I was close to knew, and that was fine. And everybody took it well. The last person I told actually was like my closest friend, Andy. I couldn't tell him, and I found it so much harder because I think it's a thing where you're so worried that the person that you feel closest to is going to reject you or not like it. And I think I was worried about that. So I told him last, but again, he was fine. Before I left for uni, a girl at my school actually outed me to the rest of the school, which was like the last week before I went to uni, or before we finished to go to uni, which was kind of okay. It kind of did me a favor because I didn't have to tell everybody. But at the same time, I think that's really wrong. And nobody should do that. But she did. And, you know, looking back, it wasn't ideal, but, you know, she did do me a favor because I didn't have to tell anybody and nobody took it badly. Everybody took it well and it was all fine. And then I went to uni, had a sick time. It's been great. Yeah, I've been here 5 years. I've had a great time. I've been out the whole time. I've been at uni. I feel like I've been a lot more myself than I've ever been at uni. I have a boyfriend. We've been together 2.5 years. And yeah, so I think moving on, I think like coming out was definitely one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life. Just because it's, because everybody's taught to conform to social norms and there's a way you should be. And I don't know, it's one of those things, you just don't know how anybody's going to take it. It's a bit of a taboo. I'm from a very conservative like background as well. I live in a small town where news travels fast and everybody knows everyone. So it was hard. And I watched a lot of YouTube videos where people had said that they'd, you know, had awful experiences coming out and it was so terrible. And, you know, their parents had sent them for like religious counselling and stuff to get it out of them. And I was worried that, not that my parents were going to send me for religious counselling, just that my family weren't going to accept it and they weren't going to accept me for who I was. And that, you know, was going to be tough because we're quite close. And yeah, I think it's like the fear of rejection, because you don't want to lose friends, you know, because you've come out and people don't want to, you know, be your friend because you're gay. It all sounds very childish now looking back. Like, that's such a silly thing to think that anybody would be like that. I think as well, like, being confused was really hard, because you kind of know, but then also don't know, and you try and pretend that it isn't there, but it is. And I think there comes a point, you know, some people it takes them like 20, 30 years to come to terms with it, but, you know, other people it takes them less time. You see, you know, some people come out and they're 12 and, you know, that's the same, even younger sometimes. So, yeah, I think telling my mum was the worst that I'd felt about it, because I felt like I disappointed her. And then because we had it out in the open, it meant that she knew, and I just, it was so real then. And yeah, it was just really hard. It was like a big change. I was still only 16, like, and I, you know, I wasn't very old. So yeah, but all in all, I think my biggest regret for it though was not coming out sooner, because it was like the best thing I ever did. I felt so free to be who I was. I didn't have to cover anything up. You can just be so honest about everything, and you know, you can be with who you want to be with, and people, you know, people love you for who you are, and that's really good. So I think my inspiration for telling this story is the fact that I watched so much YouTube. Like, when I came to the point where I was like, do you know what, I am gay and I'm gonna need to tell somebody, I was like, how do you do this? So I went on YouTube and I YouTubed like coming out stories, or like, you know, just coming out. And the huge amount of support and people out there that want to that are happy to share their stories and want to help people, I just felt like I needed to give something back, because if I hadn't watched those, I don't even know if I'd have come out. Maybe I'd have hidden it for another, you know, few years until I got to uni. But those that did, you know, help, it helped me so much that there was that community of people out there who were, you know, was my community, my people. And I think what I would say to people who were in my situation when I was like 15, 16, is that everything gets so much better. You know, I think it's going to be hard. Like, you can't say that it isn't going to be hard, but it, you know, it's tough, but at the end of it, you're becoming who you really are, and you're, you know, coming out to the world and being honest. And when you do, there's a huge community of people here that are going to support you, and are going to love you for who you are. So I think you'd be surprised as well. You know, or a lot of people say, oh, you know, my parents won't take it very well, and they don't tell their parents, and they don't tell their family, like, oh, you know, they're too old, or, you know, they're homophobic. And I think I was always worried my family were going to be like that. But, you know, my grandparents are in their like 80s and they're chilled. They're so fine. So I think you'd be surprised, you know, when it's somebody that your parents, you know, your parents love you, and when it's somebody that they love, everything is completely different. Like, you know, it might be that they've had these thoughts of, you know, this is, you know, oh, you know, don't like, you know, gays are bad, but they've never been in the situation where somebody they know is gay, and that helps them maybe understand that what they've been saying is just like wrong. So I think you'd be surprised. And that's what I would say. I would just say, you know, just be yourself and don't panic, and everything will be fine, and it will all get better.
When this story was recorded, Tom was studying for his final assessments for his dentistry degree. Since last week, he passed and is now a fully qualified dentist. I think a lot of people might relate to Tom's story. As he said, he's seen lots of coming out videos on YouTube, and it's something we see a lot in today's social media. I asked some friends of mine and fellow podcasters what pride and being part of the LGBT plus community means to them. Here's Emma and Luke from Express Gaydio.
Pride Month means to me, it's kind of just a celebration of who I am, you know, like after so many years of maybe not understanding who I am or being kind of at conflict with who I am, it's finally a time for me to be able to express myself in a way that I kind of never thought that I could before.
Yeah, I've never actually been to a Pride before this year, so it's going to be really big for me as well. I think my whole life there was a lot of confusion and doubt, and this will be the first year that I can like celebrate with people.
In the society that we're in now, it's really nice to have an event where we can just celebrate being who we are up against kind of adversity.
Yeah, I think Pride Month to me just signifies a time where obviously I'm proud to be LGBT every day, but it's a time to be proud and celebrate more so than we normally would on something that I think can often be marginalized in this cultural climate. Being part of the LGBT community really completely changed my life. I know that like sounds like pretty basic, like that's to be expected, but I don't think I could really describe enough like how much it did change my life to be with people who, I think when I really started to embrace the LGBT community, I started to connect with people on a wavelength that I definitely never had before. There was different parts of my humor, my compassion, my empathy that I'd really never shared with other people before until I really started to form relationships and strong relationships within the LGBT community.
It's just been amazing for really finding my own voice, finding who I am, being able to accept things about me which I didn't know before. And also, yeah, like you said about finding parts of my humour, and I think it's such a massive culture.
Yeah.
Here's what Scott had to say from The Scott McGlynn Show.
So Pride Month is very important to me because it's a global, worldwide celebration, and online as well, that people tweeting and I see it all like every day, everyone's tweeting about something amazing, and the costumes and the outfits is just absolutely amazing. And the LGBT plus community is so important to me because, you know what, when I was growing up, I didn't have no support, you know, and it was very, like, it wasn't a thing to talk about, and I got bullied for my sexuality in a physical and verbal way for a couple of years, and it took me a while to get comfortable for who I am now. But I think from people like in the public eye, and people think like a lot of charities as well, and you know, Stonewall's a really good one, along with many people that support the community, is amazing now. And social media, I think, is a good way for that, because people connect, like I said, around the world. It's an awesome thing to be a part of, and I couldn't ask for anything more to support others, because I think that's us. It's just human beings. It's a good thing to do anyway. So yeah.
Pride is important to people all over the world. People of all genders, all ethnicities, all nationalities. According to The Independent, there are 74 countries in the world where being LGBT plus is illegal. Religion is not an excuse, nor is politics. There is no excuse. Think Tank Series 2 is recorded and produced by me. Music by Azir. You can find links to more music in the show notes or via thinktankpod.com/music. Rowan Lees is our director of sound. Joe Lovell is our promotion coordinator. Our storyteller was Tom Cole. Contributors to this episode were Emma McGuigan and Luke Bennett from Express Gaydio. and Scott McGlynn from The Scott McGlynn Show. You can find his show on Apple Podcasts or any other podcast app. I'll put all social media links to both programmes in the show notes. Think Tank is a free and independent podcast supported by you, our loyal listeners on Patreon. Visit patreon.com/thinktankpodcast for more info. Join the conversation. You can find Think Tank on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or go to our website, thinktankpod.com. I'm Harry Bly. You've been listening to Think Tank. This episode is supporting Stonewall, a national charity standing up for LGBT+ rights. For information and support for LGBT+ communities and their allies, you can go to stonewall.org.uk or call 08000 50 20 20. That's 08000 50 20 20. Or email info@stonewall.org.uk. Thank you.